Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesach and Daf Yud Beis. We left off in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We are toward the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. I think we're at Ika de Amri, 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Either way, that's where we'll pick up. But today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored L'zchus Rufu Shalema for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita Yehuda ben Rivka Leah by a lifelong Talmud of his. We wish Rabbi Kelmer Rufu Shalema B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again a Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss, we're presenting Abaye's understanding of the various opinions of the Tanaim of how much of a mistake we assume people are going to make in judging the time of the day, and we're then going to present Rava's opinion of the understanding of the Machlokas Tanaim. How much of a mistake do people make when they're trying to assess what time it is in the day before they had clocks and certainly before atomic clocks, and everyone's looking at the sun, and does a cloudy day make a difference, and does it make a difference what time of the day the mistakes might be made? The Gemara is then going to explain how we can effectively have Eidim verify the time of the event that they saw, meaning which is very critical because you need to have Eidus Shati. The one thing that Eidim have to be able to verify is when something happened. But how could you do that if you're always going to assume that people are going to make mistakes when they're judging time? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how each opinion about how much of a mistake we assume people make in judging time is going to fit back into the opinions about eating chametz, when you have to stop eating chametz on Erev Pesach. And we're going to have 3 ways of understanding Rav Yehuda's opinion, the last of which is going to lead us into a discussion about what people's eating schedules are typically like, what people would normally do in terms of their time for eating breakfast, their time for eating in the morning. So we're in the middle of discussing right now, again, back on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Abaye's understanding of the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about when you stop eating chametz, where a Meir said, Ochlin kol chamesh, you're allowed to eat chametz through the 5th hour. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Ochlin kol arba, but during the 5th hour you have to stop eating chametz. So we saw yesterday that Abaye understands, or a Meir holds, people don't make a mistake in terms of time. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, people do make a mistake by a half an hour. Now you have to assume whatever amount of mistake people will make, Abaye thinks, you have to assume that both people can make that mistake simultaneously. So Rabbi Yehuda has to give an extra hour, because if 2 people make a mistake within a half an hour, they could be an hour off, but really talking about the same thing. So so since a person could be making a mistake by a half an hour, when it's if it's halfway through the 4th hour, if a guy says shalosh, he really means sub shalosh. And again, this is not yet, we're not yet plugging it back into our Mishnah about chametz. This is going back to the machlokas between our Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about edus, where if one of them says that something's in the 3rd hour of the day, and the other one says in the 5th hour of the day. So we had that machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as well. Whereas Rav Meir said it's a dusam betela, Rav Yehuda said it's a dusam kayemes. So on that, Abaye is explaining that according to Rav Meir, people don't make any mistake at all, and according to Rav Yehuda, people make a mistake by a half an hour. So according to Rav Meir, that no one makes any mistake at all, you have to assume that the maisa happened toward the end of the 2nd, beginning of the 3rd hour. So when the guy said the 2nd hour, he meant the end of the 2nd hour. The guy said the 3rd hour meant the beginning of the 3rd hour, and that's therefore okay. We can accept Eidus when they're off by 1 hour, and the discrepancy is by an hour, because that discrepancy might be really a second. That discrepancy might be almost nothing at all. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, people do make a mistake by a half an hour, so the Maisa Kiava, we said maybe Bepalga Diarba, and the guy that said Shalosh really meant the end of the 3rd hour, the guy that said Chamesh meant the beginning of the 5th hour, and they're really only being off by a half an hour, which is within the margin of error, and that's why it's going to be acceptable. But Ika da Amri, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, Ika da Amri Amar Abaye, there's another version of Abaye that Kishatim Tzolom L'Divre Meir Adam Toa Mashahu, that a Meir doesn't say people don't make a mistake at all, but that people make a mistake by a Mashahu. L'Divre Yehuda Adam Toa Sha'a U'Mashahu, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake by a Sha'a U'Mashahu, by an hour and a little bit. How does that play out? L'Divre Meir Adam Toa Mashahu Maisa Kiava Obisov Shtayimava Obitzchila Shalosh, that if a person makes a mistake by a Mashahu, Kashahu, the Maisa could have happened at the end of the second hour, at the beginning of the third hour, V'chad Minayu Tova Mashahu, and one of them was off by a Mashahu, and that's, that explains the entire discrepancy between one saying that an event happened in the second hour, and the other one is saying that the event happened in the third hour. But L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Tova, Sha'a U'Mashahu, that a person is off by a Sha'a plus a Mashahu. So Maisa Kiava, Obisov Shalosh, Obitchilas Chamesh, and the Maisa happened at one of those two times, either the end of the third hour or the beginning of the fifth hour, v'chad minayu katoi shoa mashu, and one of them was off by a shoa mashu. So according to this version, we're not going to be told of the mistake in both of them. We're not going to assume that they're both making the mistake and the truth is somewhere in between. We're going to assume one of them is right, one of them is wrong. So now, how much margin of error do we have? The first version of Abaye was assuming that they could both be mistaken and that the truth is somewhere in between. So that's why we said if they're off by a half an hour, it could turn out to looking like they're off by 2 hours, because now we're in that direction plus a second, and now half hour in that direction plus a second, half hour in that direction plus a second puts you in the third hour and the fifth hour of the day. But according to this version, we never assume both of them are making a mistake. We'll only assume one of them is making a mistake. So if one of them says the third and the other one says the fifth, one of them is actually correct and the other one is off by an hour plus a mashahu. So that is Abaye's presentation, two versions of Abaye's presentation of the machlokas with regard to a discrepancy in hours when it comes to edus. Again, we're going to plug all of this back in to the shitos of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to chameit on Amud Beis. So now says the Gemara, Azul Ravuna Breid Rav Yehuda, Amr L'Shmaitza Kamei D'Rava. So he said over this understanding of Abaye in front of Rava, explaining how Abaye explained the Shitos of Ramei and Rav Yehuda. So Amar, and he said as follows, the reaction was, Umay Ilu Daikinan Bahani Sadi Da'ayde Kamer Shalosh B'Tchila Shalosh V'Ayde Kamer Chamesh B'Sov Chamesh V'Avye Edus M'Cheshes V'Lo Katlinan. Well, wait a second. All we should do is ask another question. They're right here. One guy says the third hour, one guy says the fifth hour. So I'm going to say, oh, okay, so it's good because people make a mistake by an hour and a mashahu, so probably that's fine. Yeah, or you could ask another question. When you said the third hour, did you mean the end of the third hour? When you said the fifth hour, did you mean the beginning of the fifth hour? If they say yes, then fine. Then, one person makes a mistake by an hour and a mashu, and the other person was correct, and the edus is still good. But what if they say no? What if the person who says the third hour says, no, I meant the beginning of the third hour? And the aide that said the fifth hour said, no, I meant the end of the fifth hour. Now you're not within the margin of error anymore. And this edus is an edus mechesh. You can't trust these Edim anymore. So if we were to just ask that question, we might be able to verify that this Edus is an invalid Edus. And now what are we going to do? Instead of asking that question, we're going to accept their Edus that Reuven killed Shimon. V'ana nekum v'niktol misveika? Out of a suffix, we're going to kill someone who's standing trial? V'rachmana amar, but the Torah tells us that that's not at all the halacha in terms of dealing with dinei nefashos. V'shaftu e'eda v'itzilu. The din by dealing with dinei nefashos is v'shaftu eida v'itzilu eida. We have to do whatever we can, except for by a mesis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that we don't protect a mesis. Someone who's a mesis madiach chaz others do avodah zara. We throw the book at him. But for everybody else, v'shaftu eida v'itzilu eida. We do whatever we can in order to be able to protect him. In Maseches Baba Basra and Daf Nun, the Gemara says that by all suffik nefashos we always go lahakel. And the Rashbam explains that it's based on the pasuk of v'shaftu eida v'itzilu. So Tosfos over there asks the question, why do I need a pasuk of a shaftu eda v'silu eda? Suffolk nefashos should be lahakel anyway, because even a suffolk mamon is lahakel. One does not have to pay if it's only a suffolk. So if we're not going to take away someone's money misafik, you would imagine that we're not going to take away someone's life misafik. I need a pasuk to tell me v'shaftu eda v'silu eda? So that's the kasha that Tosfos has. So he says it doesn't make sense. So I need that pasuk for that limud of saving the fashion lahakel. The tzlach raises the question, why does Rava say not to kill a person based on edim that are machishim zeh misafek, based on v'shavto edim v'tzilu edah, even without the din of v'tzilu edah, you shouldn't kill him, because the edim are machishim zeh. So we should be mistapik whether their edus is kosher or not, and you can't kill a person, misafik. Meaning, if Rava says, over here in our Gemara, Rava says, the reason I can't kill the person when 1-8 says the third hour, 1-8 says the fifth hour, even though it's possible that they're not machdish each other, I can't kill them because of v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda. Again, over here also, I shouldn't need v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda, asks the tzlach. Because they might be edim amachishim zeh. So I can't kill a person misafek. So the tzach suggests that when one of them says the third hour and the other one says the fifth hour, there's actually a svek sveka. And svek sveka works midin rov, and midin rov, you could be machshir the edus, had it not been for the fact of a shaftu edu vitzilu eda, tells us when it comes to din and fashos, we need to have absolute certainty. Why is it a svek sveka? Because if the ed that said the third hour meant the end of the third, or even if the ed that said the fifth hour meant the end of the fifth hour, we could still be machshir, because it could be that the maisa that happened was actually in between, and they're both making a mistake. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake by 1 hour. And even if you're going to say the eid that said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour, still maybe the eid that said the fifth hour meant the beginning of the fifth hour, and the maisa happened at some point in between. And therefore, you have a svek sveka that works midin rov to be machshir their eidus. It's only because the Torah says v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda that I have to investigate further, and that I cannot rely on the svek sveka. Again, suffix that maybe the guy said the third meant the end of the third, the guy that said the fifth meant the end of the fifth. And even if not, even if the guy that said the third meant the beginning of the third, the guy that said the fifth might have meant the beginning of the fifth. And even if the guy that said the fifth meant the end of the fifth, the guy that said the third may have meant the end of the third, and it would still be within the realm of possibility that they're not being machish each other. So that's how the Sach explains. That's why I need v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda in this context. The tumim in Chol Shem Mishra, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes that the din, when one says shalosh and one says chamesh, edusim b'teila, is true both by din and fashos and by din and mamonis, because the Mishnah didn't say explicitly whether we're talking about din and fashos and din and mamonis. So the Nesivus just points out that is a very hard sell to say that it's talking about both by din and fashos and by din and mamonis, because psachim daf yud beis, the Gemara says, why is it that when echad omer b'shalosh v'echad omer b'chamesh, the Gemara says, because v'shaftu eid v'tzilu, the Gemara challenges v'shaftu. So we wouldn't challenge for Shaftu Eda V'Tzilu Eda if it was about Dine Mamanis. It sounds much more that it's about Dine Nefashos. So the Pashos is that we're saying that either way, that it has to work for both Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashos, and over here it's not going to work for Dine Nefashos, so you should have to ask the question. But says the Gemara Vayter, Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, I have a different explanation of the Machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda when you have two Eda him, and one of them says it was in the third hour, one of them says in the fifth hour, where a mayor says they do some betela, Rabbi Yehuda says they do some kayemes. So I have a different explanation of the machlokas. The divrei mayor adam toa shtei sha'os chaser mashahu, that a person can make a mistake up until just under 2 hours. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda adam toa shalosh sha'os chaser mashahu, and Rabbi Yehuda would say no, people can even make a mistake to just up until just under 3 hours. The divrei mayor adam toa shtei sha'os. So according to our mayor, that the mistake could be up until almost 2 hours. Maisa kihava obetchila shtayim obetchila shalosh, that the story could have happened at the beginning of the obesof shalosh, either the beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour. V'chan minayu katoy beishos chaser mashuhum. And one of them is making a mistake by just under 2 hours. And the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Tova Shalosh Shalos Chaser Mashuhu Maisa Kiyava Obitchila Shalosh Obisov Chamesh V'Chaim Nayak Tova Shalosh Shalos Chaser Mashuhu, that the Maisa could have happened at the beginning of the third hour, the end of the fifth hour, and we're still going to accept the Eidos, because with one person making a mistake, regardless of worst case scenario as far as which time, which part of the hour they're talking about, it would still be enough to kill the person. It would still be enough to accept the Eidos. So whereas Abaye's approach is, as long as there's some way to explain that this Eidos is not Eidos Mecheshas, we're going to look for that, we're going to go with that some way, whether it means, in the first version of Abaye, that they're both simultaneously making a mistake, and the part of the hour that they're talking about is the one that's most favorable to them, or the second version of Abaye, well, only one of them is making a mistake at a time, but the part of the hour is the most favorable to them. Rava says, no, you always have to look, the Yitzilu Eda, assume the time, the part of the hour that they're describing is the one that's least favorable, that creates the greatest discrepancy between the two Edim. And if you could still say it works, then we're okay. Then the Edus is going to be okay and we can kill the person. But if when you create the greatest discrepancy, when you assume the greatest discrepancy between these two Edim, you're then not going to be able to accept the Edus, then we have to throw the Edus out. That's all part of Vid Silua Eda. So that's the approach of Rava. So now, says the Gemara Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hayibot Gnoso B'Sheva Chakiros. That's what we're up to? I lost place a little. So Hayibot Gnoso B'Sheva Chakiros. We would ask the Edim 7 Chakira questions. Chakira questions are questions that determine time and place. Because if you do not determine time and place of the crime or of the Edus, then it's going to be Edus Shiati Yachal Azima. In order to for Edus to be kosher, they have to be eligible to become Edim Zomim. You can only become Edim Zomim if someone else can come and say imanu ayisem. That's particularly with hazama. They can't say the maisa didn't happen the way you say it. That's edus hachasha. They have to say specifically imanu ayisem, the time that you're describing that this event happened, you were with us somewhere else, so you couldn't know about this. That's the only way edim zomim works. If they never give specifics about where it was or when it was, then no one could ever say imanu ayisem. So that's why we have to ask 7 chakir. What are the chakiros? Be'ezo shavua. What year of the what shemitah cycle it was? Be'ezo shana. What year of the shemitah cycle it was? Be'ezo chodesh. What month? Be'kama b'chodesh. What date in the month? Be'ezo yom. What day of the week? That's what Rashi writes. Be'ezo yom is b'shabbos, be'echad b'shabbos, or b'sheni b'shabbos, or b'shlish b'shabbos, or echad min acherim. Right. So any of the 7 days of the week, but you have to identify what day of the week it was. Tosos points out. Why? Tema, kivin de kvar kivnu yom echad l'chodesh, lomil l'mishalinu beiz yom, v'alei v'filu lo kivnu eiz yom, havelei chozer magidin, v'ini chodun lachzer behem, achar kedei dibur. He says, I don't understand. We already asked the question that covers beiz yom. We asked them what date of the month. So the date of the month is going to always align on a particular day. So he says, yeshlam, kivin de zayin chakir, si'alfin mikrai, perakoy yibotkim, sarg shlei achishu zazev, v'shlei achishu asatzman, inami nafkamina lecharam beiz b'chodesh, v'acharam b'gim. He says it could be that one of them says second day of the month, the other one said third day of the month, and we're going to accept that. But if one of them said it was a Monday, the other one said it was a Tuesday, we're not going to accept it. So over here, we need a higher degree of specificity when it comes to the day of the week than when it comes to the day of the month, because we just discussed yesterday that sometimes not b'kiyin b'kiviyah d'yarcha, so they're off by one day of the month, and that's okay because one of the Edim may not have known what day it was. That's at least the second answer of Tosfos. Okay, be'ezel sha'o, what time during the day? Be'ezer makom, in what place it occurred in. So mabin chakiros l'bedikos, and what's the difference between the chakira question and the bedikos, the chakiros questions that we just enumerated and the bedikos questions? Well, chakiros amarachan menin yodea edus ambetela. If someone says about the chakiros, oh, I don't know what month it was in, I don't know what day it was, then the edus is batel. But bedikos afilu shnei mom menon yodin edus amkayemus. But about the bedikos questions that we ask, where the bedikos are questions about, you know, what color shirt was he wearing, were you standing under a tree, those kinds of questions, those detailed questions. So if the person says, I don't know, that's still a valid edus. They don't always have to recognize every single detail. They got the main story, Reuven killed Shimon, right? They got that part. So they may not remember, the brand of shoes that Reuven was wearing when he killed Shimon. It didn't seem important to them at the time that a murder was happening. But exactly when it was, that's going to be absolutely critical. So we ask, but why the difference? Meaning, if why do we treat these two sets of questions so differently? And like we explained, that the reason why chakiros are so important is because otherwise it's going to be edus shiati yachal azima. The only way it could become edim zomim is through having clarity on the chakiros. But if they make a mistake about what color shoes shoes the person was wearing, then it's not going to be a problem. So that's the assumption of why there's a difference between the bedikos on the one hand and the chakiros on the other hand. So the Nodib Yehuda in the Tshuva in Madura Kameh Avnezer Simin Nun Ches raises the question that since the reason for the chakiros is one of them says Eni Yodea Edusim Betela, because they say the Shiat Yachal Azima, so by Edi Gittin V'Kiddushin, where even if they if there's Zomim, it's not Shaykh to do to them Kasher Zomim, so why do I need Drisha V'Chakira? Meaning, what about those areas of Halacha where there is no Hazama? Hazama means you're going to do to them Kasher Zomim, Lasos Liachid. So I'm being made about that this guy got divorced. So what? So I'm going to be divorced from my wife if I'm Edi Shiat Yachal Azima? That wasn't what I was made. I wasn't made that he got divorced from my wife. I was made that he got divorced from his wife. So the whole thing is not shaykh. So Beis Halevi explains that the real reason that you need drisha v'chakira is not because Eid Shat Yachal Azima. The Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin, that's a dinmi daraisa that we learned from v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, and the Gemara finds drashos for all seven chakiros. And we don't say that the seven chakiros are derived based on the svara that you need Eid Shat Yachal Azima. And the reason is because even if you don't say what day of the week or what Shemitah cycle or whatever, you could still be mazim by saying Imanu Yisim the entire month. When the Gemara says that the reason the Chakir is if one of them says Eni Yodea I do some Betelos because Zayin Shiat Yachal Azima, the Gemara is only explaining the chilik between Chakiros and Bedikos, that Chakiros and Bedikos are both Dinim Daraisa, that you have to ask those questions. But by Chakiros, when one of them says Eni Yodea it's do some Betela, but by Bedikos, if one of them says Eni Yodea it's not do some Betela. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara was not questioning why Chakiros have to be asked. Chakiros have to be asked because there's a Dinmi Daraisa that Chakiros have to be asked. So you want to know why Chakiros have to be asked by Gittin and Kiddushim? Because it's Dinmi Daraisa that for Eidos, Chakiros questions have to be asked. That's not what our Gemara was dealing with. Our Gemara was dealing with why do we treat the imprecise answers or Eni Yodea rather when it comes to Chakiros so much more seriously than we treat Eni Yodea when it comes to Bibdikos. Because that's the Din. The Din is Chakiros need to be, the Din Midaraisa is the same for both of them, that you have to ask both of them. But as far as Eni Yodea, that relates back to Eidu Shiyatu Yachal Lahazima. That's the comment of the Beis HaLevi. It is also interesting that one of the questions that we ask them is Be'ezu Sha'a, that at what time of the day did this happen? That is a fascinating question to ask. Rashi quotes and Masech Sanhedrin, we learn from the pasuk that you have to. We learn from Pesukim that you have to ask seven questions, and these are the seven questions. So the Urim Betumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz points out that Lechora we have a major kasha over here. The idea that there's such a concept in halacha called an hour, called 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night, right? That very notion, is that a halacha or is that a convention? Meaning, is that just made it easy to track because those are easily divisible numbers, 12. Breaks up into halves and into thirds and into quarters, so 12 is a good way to divide the day. But we could have just decided that there are 11 units of the day, and run time in that way, right? Sunrise, sunset, that's not us. That's the Ribono Shlolem, right? A month, that's the Ribono Shlolem. But in terms of hours of the day, it seems to be that it's only a haskama bialma shiskimu atochlim. He says it seems like it's a convention that we've accepted that people do, so we divide into 12 hours. When the Torah defines everything by where the sun is in the sky, you know, how late into the day. But once we've had this convention, so now we use those terminologies. That's how the Tumim suggests. However, the Chazon Ish writes that it's not true, that it has to be a Din Torah, that there is 12 hours, that there are 12 hours during the day. The Chazon Ish writes in Yerodeah, Simon Pehei, Sivkar Nayin Dalid, based on the din of Vestos, that there is a halacha that a woman has to be choshesh samach levesta, that she's going to become nida. Now we treat Vestos based on a whole day, that we're choshesh that a woman has to be poresh the entire day. But it's clear in the sugyas and Maseches Nida that the veset was narrowed down to an hour, and samach levesta means the entire ona near that hour. But the veset itself is that hour. And if you hold vessels are daoraisa, so how can you say that there's a din mi daoraisa to narrow it down to an hour? Mehechitesi that an hour means anything. We should just say, I don't know, before chatzos, after chatzos, something like that. The fact that we break it down to a 1/12 unit of the day, that must not be just a convention, says the Chazon Ish, that must be a halacha, whether it's a, it must be Torah Shebaal Peh or something like that, that there is such a halacha. And that may be very relevant when it comes to calculating that machlokas, which seems like a conceptual machlokas, whether it's a halacha or a convention, may be very relevant when it comes to calculating Zman Kriya Shema. But maybe we'll discuss that on Amud Beis. But Ezo Sha'a, if it's a Dinda Oraisa, Ezo Sha'a, so you have to say that according to the Chazon Ish, it means what it sounds like. Was it the third hour of the day? Was it the fourth hour of the day? Whereas according to the Tumim, the question is not really which hour precisely of the day. It means first half of the day or second half of the day. And then once the convention was accepted to use 12 hours, so then we ask about the specific hour of the day. But the Dinda Oraisa of Ezo Sha'a, according to the Tumim, is just very roughly, was it the first half or the second half of the day? Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Says the Gemara Vayter. Where am I? But wait a second, if you're going to tell me that people make these massive mistakes, that they could be off by just under 3 hours according to Rabbi Yehuda, just under 2 hours according to Rabbi Meir, so the question of Ezer Shah is not really going to help either, because we could assume that they made huge mistakes. So it says, we give them that wiggle room to make an error in. That we give them from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. And really, we could have given them even more earlier in the day. But it's unlikely that a person would make a mistake between before daybreak and after daybreak, because that's something that's very clearly and readily observable. And from Rabbi Yehuda, as long as within the beginning of the first hour and the end of the sixth hour, that's still within the range of possibility of mistake. And really, we could have said that they make a mistake even earlier in the day, before daybreak. But people don't make such mistakes between daytime and nighttime. And we also could have given them a little more leeway later in the day, but that's also unlikely that they would make such a mistake later in the day, because in the fifth hour of the day, the sun is on one side of the sky, and in the seventh hour, it's on the other side of the sky. So people would not make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh hour. So if they say that the Maisa happened in the fifth hour, and the Mazimim say, Immanuel Yisem, from the second hour until the sixth hour, that is a Hazama, because it can't be that the Maisa was in the seventh hour, and the aide made a mistake, and said that it was in the fifth hour. No one would ever make such a mistake. So Tanan, another Raya. Rameir Omer Ochlin Kol Hei V'Sorfin B'Tchilas Vav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Dalid V'Tolim Kol Hei V'Sorfin B'Tchilas Vav. So now we had an hour Mishnah that Rabbi Meir held that you can eat chametz throughout the fifth hour of the day, and Rabbi Yehuda said no, you can only eat chametz throughout the fourth hour of the day. The fifth hour of the day is tolin, and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. So says the Gemara, La Abaye Alibed Rabbi Meir, according to the first lashon of Abaye within Shitas Rabbi Meir, Damar Ein Adam Tov Lo Klum, that no one ever makes a mistake at all. So Nechul Kulashis, we should allow a person to eat chametz the entire sixth hour. Because Midah Oraisa, Chametz only becomes Aser at the beginning of the seventh hour. So why did the Chachamim say, even according to Rav Meir, that you're allowed to eat only through the fifth hour, but not at all during the sixth hour? Why don't we create a one-hour time frame where we're creating a buffer? According to Rav Meir, you don't need any buffer. People don't make any mistakes. And even if you say, like the second version of Abaye's understanding of Rav Meir, that people make a mistake by a mashu, so let him eat until the end of the sixth hour. So says Gemara, Abaye libd Rabbi Yehuda, and then Gemara says an even weiter. The Abaye libd Rabbi Yehuda, and Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda was that Amar Adam Ta Chatzisha. In the first version of Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda, the person makes a mistake by a half an hour. Nechlad pal gedushis. Let him eat up until halfway through the sixth hour in Erev Pesach. And according to the Lashon that says that a person makes a mistake by Vayishoa Mashu, the second version of Abaye within Rabbi Yehuda, Nechlat Sof Chamesh. Let Rabbi Yehuda should allow the person to eat till the end of the fifth hour. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the entire fifth hour is knocked out? So says Gemara, Amra Abaye, Eidos Mesrula's reason, Chamesh Lekal Maser. You have to distinguish between the halachos of how much leeway we give in Eidos and how much leeway we give when it comes to Chametz. We need to create a bigger buffer zone when it comes to Chametz, because Chametz is for everybody. Everybody's got to figure out when to stop eating Chametz. Eidos is for people who are paying careful attention to a particular event and have a certain sense of achrayus to go and to testify about it, so they know that it's on them. So that's a different attitude. So since Eidos is given to Zrizim, so Zrizim are those windows of time that people make a mistake that Abaye had described is only within the realm of Eidos. But when it comes to Chametz, we have to give a longer amount of time. Rava, so now the Gemara asks on Rava's Shita, Rava, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Meir, that a person will make a mistake up until almost 2 hours, so then why is it that it's only during the sixth hour that he's not allowed to eat chametz? He shouldn't be allowed to eat chametz during the fifth hour either. So says the Gemara, no. Chamesh chama b'mizrach, sheva chama b'mariv. Because the fifth hour, if chametz really only begins to become masra at the beginning of the seventh hour, no one's going to make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. So that's why. So iachi b'shis naminech. Okay, good. So then let him eat during the sixth hour also, because he's not going to make a mistake between before chatzos yom and after chatzos yom. Amar avad barava shis yom b'karnes sakai. No, in the sixth hour of the day, he might make a mistake because the sun is sort of in the middle of the sky, so he may make a mistake just exactly which side it's on. So Rava alibid Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Adam Toa, Shalosh al Chasamashu, that a person could be off by up until just about 3 hours, Mitchilas Arba Lo Nechel. You shouldn't be allowed to eat chametz from the beginning of the fourth hour. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you could eat Kol Arba? It's Tolan Kol Chamesh. You shouldn't be allowed to eat Kol Arba. The guy may be off by 3 hours. Says Mara Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach, Sheva Cham B'Marav, and Kol Shkein Arba. So if a person's not going to make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh hour, he's certainly not making a mistake between the fourth and the seventh hour. So if that's the case, let him eat chametz during the fifth hour as well. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require that he stop eating chametz before the fifth hour? So Tirgma Abaye, Libid Rava. So Abaye stood up to answer the kasha on Rava. Abaye defended Rava's position that Eidos Mesura L'Zrizim, chametz L'Kol Maser. That since Eidos is for Zrizim and chametz is for everybody, not everybody is going to know the difference between the fifth and the seventh hour based on where the sun is, but between the fourth and the seventh hour, everyone's going to know that. V'Rava Amar, whereas Rava himself answers the kasha on him, why does Rabbi Yehuda ask reading chametz during the fifth hour? A person's not going to make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour anyway. So lav hai mitam et Rabbi Yehuda. The reason Rabbi Yehuda answering the fifth hour is not based on mistake. It's not based on messing up what time of day it is. No, totally different understanding. El Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, damar ein bir chametz el sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitaso, that when it comes to bir chametz, you're going to need to burn the chametz. So the Rabbanan need to give you time to gather the wood to burn the chametz. So we tell you, stop eating. Why stop eating? Now realize you're free. Good. Now go collect wood to burn the chametz. But it's not because we think he's going to make a mistake about the zmanin at all. The reason Rabbi Yehuda adds that extra hour is to give a person time to look for wood. So Ravina challenges Rava that we have a braisa that tells us as follows, that I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Shalom B'Shas B'Yiro. When do we say that you need to burn your chametz dafka, and that any other form of destroying chametz is not going to be valid? That's only when it's not during the Shas B'Yiro chametz, during the sixth hour where the zman B'Yiro or has not yet arrived minat Torah. Aval b'shas biura, but once you get to the beginning of the seventh hour, where minat Torah you have an obligation to burn your chametz, hashpasas b'chal davar, then you don't have to burn it. You could do whatever you want. You could crumble it up and throw it into the wind. You could just throw it into the ocean. So why should we ask achilas chametz during the fifth hour and be matriach the guy to go and gather wood? He could just wait until the beginning of the seventh hour and then do hashpasas b'chal davar, and he's not going to need any wood. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, even though on a regular day, a person does not make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh hour because the placement of the sun is obvious to him, we still have to ask for eating chametz during the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it could be a cloudy day, and on a cloudy day, it would be more difficult to tell the difference between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. So if that's the case, we should ask for the meaning chametz even during the fourth hour of the day, because it's a cloudy day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, without a clear sun in the sky to indicate what time of day it is, a person will make a mistake by shalos pachos mashahu, by just under 3 hours, because people make that kind of mistake. So Amar Rav Papa said, no, one thing people don't miss is mealtime. When it's mealtime, somehow everyone knows to be there, right? If you ever go to a hotel for Pesach, when it's time for davening, people come. But when it comes time for the meal, you know, everyone's ready for the meal. They know exactly what time the meal starts. So people don't miss mealtime. So Amar Rav Papa, Revi is Mansuda Lakoli. Revi is Mansuda. So everyone knows when it's breakfast time. They're not missing breakfast time. So, but that's a comment that Revius is man su'uda l'kol, that Revius is the time that everybody eats. So the Gemara asks a stira from Rav Papa to a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan Shar Rishona Mach Ludim. The first hour of the day is the time where the Ludim, a certain nation of cannibals, eat, because they are very ravenous people. So they eat right away when the day begins. Shnia Mach Listim. The second hour of the day is when the Ganavim eat, because they're also very gluttonous people. That's their nature. They're going at it because they want things so badly that they steal things from other people. So they're going to just, that's their personality, is that they don't have patience to wait to eat till later. They're going to eat right away early in the day. Shlishis Machal Yarshin, the third hour of the day, is a time where people who are trust fund babies eat. They eat early because they didn't work for it, so they don't feel like they have to savor it, because everything, whatever comes easy, they don't treasure as much. Revius Machal Poalin, and the fourth hour of the day is when people who work for a living, that's when they eat. Chamishis Machal Tamid Cham, the fifth hour is when Tamid Cham eat. Shishis Machal Kol Adam, and the sixth hour everyone eats. So the Gemara says Vam Rav Papa Revius Mansuda L'Kol Hi, but then Rav Papa said that the Revius is Mansuda L'Kol. That's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says Mansuda Kol Adam is during the sixth hour. So it says Mara Ela Epoch. So you got to switch it around. Switch around the Brisa. It should be Revius Machal Kol Adam, Chamishis Machal Poalim, Shishis Machal Tamid Chacham, and the sixth hour is Machal Tamid Chacham. Mikan Ve'elach Kazorik Even Lechemas, and from then on, if it's the 6 hours passed, then it's unhealthy to have breakfast at that time. That's only if you haven't tasted anything in that morning. But if you tasted anything that morning, then it's not going to be a problem. So the discussion about how to connect the mistakes that people make into the hours of the day for as far as chametz is concerned is very relevant in terms of how to cheshbon what those hours are. I mean, we were talking about, so when do you stop? You stop the fourth hour, the fifth hour. How do you cheshbon what's an hour? So the Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Bach that hours are determined by taking the time period from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKchavim and dividing that into 12 hours, or the day starts with Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKchavim. That's how you figure out when it's fourth hour means the fourth hour after Alos HaShachar. Whereas the Levush says that we count from Netzachama until Shkia, a much narrower period of time. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes both of those deos, and he says that the Gra holds like the Levush, but Tov LaHachmir like the Bach, which would yield an earlier time. Because if you say 4 hours into the day, from starting from Alos HaShachar, that's obviously going to be much earlier than 4 hours in the day starting from Netzachama. And that same machlokas applies to Hilchos Kriya Shema as well, to Sof Zman Kriya Shema and Sof Zman Tefillah, where the Magen Avraham says you start the counting from Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Gra says you start from Netzachama, so Sof Zman Kriya Shema according to the Gra is going to be later. That's why when you look on that Zmanim chart, Sof Zman Kriya Shema Magen Avraham is always going to be earlier than the Gra. But then there's an additional chiddush. There is a chiddush of a sefer called Shalom Yehuda, where he says, even according to the Magen Avraham, that Shalosh Shalos after Alos HaShachar is Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the number of hours, the length of each hour is not determined by taking Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKchavim and dividing that into 12. The length of each hour is determined by taking sunrise to sunset and dividing that into 12. So you can have much shorter hours, which means a much earlier Zman Kriya Shema, which would mean as follows. Let's say you have a perfect 6-6 day, sunrise, sunset, 6-6. That means Alos HaShachar is 4:30, and Netzachama is 7:30. So Alos HaShachar is 4:30. That's when you're going to start counting your 3 hours. But the hours are going to be 60-minute hours. So it's going to be 7:30 is going to be the Sof Zman Kriya Shema. That's what the Sefer Shalom Yehuda suggests, and his svara is that if the Torah has a din of hours, it doesn't make sense that for some halachos in the Torah, an hour is going to be determined by the Shos Manios from Nates to Shkia, and for other halachos, it's going to be based on Alos HaShachar, that the length of an hour is going to change in other halachos in the Torah. So the Chazanish totally disagrees, and he says that that's not true. Whatever system you're using, you're consistent within that system. So it could be that the machlokas relates to what we were speaking about before, whether hours are just a convention or hours are a din. That if hours are a din, so it could be that there's a din in the Torah that hours are from Neitzachama to Shkia. Whereas if hours are just a convention, then if hours were never given in the Torah, so the Sobsman Kriyashma shouldn't really be talui in hours, it's talui in a quarter of the day. So how I determine the day will be based on the system that I'm using in terms of what a day is. So that machlokas is very relevant la'alacha as far as Sobsman Kriyashma. Okay, I guess we'll stop there at Amar Rashi. Okay, we'll catch up tomorrow. So, okay, have a great day, everybody. Yeah, have a great day.